Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Jason Longshore, of course, the number one soccer analyst in the South, frankly, with John and Hugh, and of course, color analyst for Atlanta United and much more on the morning show with John and Hugh. Jason, what is up?
Jason.
Thanks for having me on.
So, Jason, what has been the change for the offense? Seems like they're trying to find their footing a little bit. So what has been the change of the offense lately?
Honestly, I don't think there's really been a change. I think it's just been a group playing together a good bit. And that was the hardest thing on the offensive side early on. You know, you couldn't get this group training together, let alone playing together. You lose Joseph Martinez out of it. You get Luis Araujo back. And since the Montreal game, you've had Araujo, Moreno, Almada playing together with Ibarra and Josechu behind them, and Lennon and Gutman coming up from the fullback position. That group has been able to build chemistry. And I think when you see those talented players playing together, you see the chances they're creating. Cisneros has converted on some, but these guys are also scoring goals for themselves. I think the offensive change is literally just getting to know one another more and building some chemistry.
Well, yeah, we saw that, I think, a little bit on that second goal, the tying goal against – that brought them level against New England, that there was a serious amount of like understanding of just what was about to happen between two players.
Yeah, the movement from Araujo at that point, I mean, he knows what Almada's capable of. And I don't think Thiago Almada, and I don't think that pass gets enough credit. We're always going to look at the goals, right? You know, and his goal was an amazing one. But the pass that he gave to Luis Araujo, Thiago Almada is a magician. He's just so talented on the ball to be able to flip that ball through traffic over outstretched feet, New England defenders, and wait it perfectly for Araujo to be able to do whatever he wants with it. He could cut it back inside. He could hit it with the right foot like he did. He's got options. Almada is just such an incredible player. And he, now that he's comfortable, now that he's in this group, I think we're going to see even more from him. And I hope the national media catches up and understands how influential he is in the team.
Jason Longshore joining John and Hugh. Go ahead, Hugh.
You know, we saw pictures of Joseph kicking around a little bit at practice. When can we expect his return?
I mean, it's coming. He's back in team training now, so that's a great thing. Slightly ahead of the timeline that was given when he went and had his follow-up procedure on his knee. They said 6 to 8 weeks then. 6 weeks would have put you, I think, at Friday of this week. So he got back into training a couple days before that. I'm not expecting to see him on the pitch on Saturday in Nashville. Next week is an outside shot. Your best bet is after that little break in June for an international break and get him back ready to go the first game back. Maybe the Pachuca match, the friendly on June 14th, might be where Joseph gets time on the pitch for the first time.
There is a big debate, Jason, among United fans, among Five Stripes and 17s, about whether Bobby Shuttleworth is the long-term answer here. How do you fall on this, or Rios Novo, or going into the open market, or bringing up Atlanta United too? What do you think eventually happens if Brad Guzan is out, you know, certainly for this year, maybe he never returns? What do you do at keeper?
Well, long-term's a different conversation than this year. Let's keep it to this year. I think it's a little unfair on Bobby Shuttleworth, to be perfectly honest, because he made one mistake that's not all on him. He kind of second-guessed himself as he starts to come out for that ball on the first goal. The pass is brilliant from Carlos Hill. He can't be free to deliver that pass. Also, just like we talked about chemistry with the attack, you have no chemistry right now on the back line because you've added Shuttleworth, you've added Alex DeJohn for Miles Robinson. That group has to play together. And this isn't the old days of defenders just booting the ball long and that's all they do. Like, you're trying to work together to step out to catch somebody offside. The second goal is a prime example of how if you're not in sync, that can get out of whack. The first goal is a prime example of how your center backs don't deal with the run from Book so well. Shuttleworth feels like he might have to come out and clean it up, then catches himself and he's caught. He made a mistake by not fully committing. Absolutely. But to blame it on that, purely on him, and say that he should be benched, I think is harsh. He has over 220 starts in this league. Rocco Rios Novo has one start with a senior club team at any level, and that was last year with the first team in CONCACAF Champions League. That's a big difference. I think Rocco is very comfortable with the ball at his feet. He's very inexperienced at this level. Shuttleworth has done well with the ball at his feet, much better than I expected. He's picked that up really quickly, and he's got the experience at this level. I think Shuttleworth has to be given every opportunity to get embedded with this group. Long term, now that's a different conversation because Shuttleworth is a little bit older. Rocco Rios Novo, tons of promise. He's been an Argentine youth national team goalkeeper. He's a U.S. citizen. You also have Vicente Reyes in the academy, who's now under contract with Atlanta United 2. You have Justin Garces, who you signed to a homegrown deal. Long-term is more muddled as Brad comes back from an injury. Short-term, I think it's got to be Bobby Shuttleworth until further notice.
You know, there was a lot of buzz this week. Lionel Messi, Inter Miami. What do you make of those rumors?
World soccer rumors. I mean, I heard you guys talking about Nick Saban and recruiting and NIL. Soccer rumors worldwide put all of that to shame because they're absolutely nuts. It's just insanity with any big player right now, Kylian Mbappe leaving PSG, and the where is he going to sign and when is he going to sign and when what's going to happen next and what's his mom tweeting and all this chaos. So with Messi, anytime you mention Messi going anywhere, multiply it by 10. And when you start to talk about him coming to MLS and getting an ownership share of the team, it's absolutely nuts. I don't think Messi's thinking about anything until the World Cup is done. I think this is his last World Cup. He wants to win with Argentina in his last opportunity. He's been to a final before. He won the Copa America with Argentina. This is the last chance to cement his legacy. So everything for him is based on that in November and December. After that, you know, it really depends. If he feels like maybe he could try to make a run in four more years, I don't think he can. Maybe he stays in Europe. If he doesn't, yeah, I think he'll play in MLS. And I think Miami is the most likely destination. I don't know if he owns part of the team at the end of everything, but I could see him playing for Miami before his career is done. Absolutely.
Atlanta United takes on Nashville again. They're back up in Nashville on Saturday. Coverage begins on 92.9 The Game at 7. The kick is at 7:30. This time, though, an MLS game, not a U.S. Open Cup game. And let's hope we get more of the first half and none of the second half. The last time we were in Nashville for a game, Jason. But since you were discussing Messi, just real quick for the benefit of the audience out there, that is, because I know that we have a lot of EPL fans out here. We got Decision Day coming up. When you look at the Blues and the Reds, and the two teams that have run away with the table this year, Man City and Liverpool, what do you see? How do you see Decision Day playing out here between those two?
I think it's City. I mean, I think City, they have the advantage, obviously, and I think they're going to get it done. The matchups for both on the final day are very manageable. This is all City has left. Liverpool does have a Champions League final they have to consider, but I don't think they rest anybody for it. I just think City takes care of business. I think the bigger question in England is those two teams have run away from everybody. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not like MLS where you have a salary cap and you have parity and it's hard to run away from the group completely. Parity brings everything back. Playoffs brings everything back. When you're talking about the Premier League, those two teams spend more than everybody else. They have two of the best coaches in the world. And they have separated themselves from Chelsea, from Manchester United, from Arsenal, from everybody else in the league. And until further notice, it's going to be City and Liverpool battling it out for the top of the Premier League for as long as they want to, basically.
Yeah, those two have absolutely dominated the league, no question about that. And it is decision day for the EPL. All right, Jason, as always, we look forward to the game against Nashville. Hopefully a better result on Saturday this time as you go back up to Tennessee, and we'll be listening.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.